Dan Orlovsky of ESPN, quarterback whisperer, quarterback guru, played in the league for a long time, been doing a fantastic job. He's made such an immediate impact on ESPN. He's all over their place, talking about, you know, quarterbacks and breaking things all down. So he'll join us here in just a second. Get his thoughts on Joe Flacco and, you know, just what Joe Flacco can bring to this team. It's clear the Broncos feel that whatever you've seen from Joe Flacco over the last couple of years, there's a lot to be unlocked if you can get him back into that comfort zone that he enjoyed with Gary Kubiak back in 2014. Let's see what Dan Orlovsky thinks as he joins us now. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
We're doing great, man. I've seen you all over TV. You're doing a phenomenal job. So, I mean, every time I call you, you're like, hey, dude, I'm on SportsCenter. I'm on Get Up. I'm on this. So, good for you. It's awesome. Break down this Joe Flacco to the Broncos a little bit for us. What do you think of the move, and what do you think about Joe Flacco and the way he's played here of recent years?
Yeah, so first of all, thank you for your kind words. You know, I initially think that everyone, it's certainly head scratching in many aspects. I will say this, the initial question, is this an upgrade over Case Keenum? Unequivocally, and I like Case. I like Case Keenum, and he's done a solid job. But it's unequivocally an upgrade. Joe Flacco is just physically a more talented player, experience-wise, significantly more experienced, had more success in the NFL. You know, Joe Flacco has always just been in his career okay. He's just been okay as a player, not great and not terrible. Now, part of that is because of the people that have been around him. They have not had a ton of talent offensively in Baltimore. I would make the case that with Emmanuel Sanders and Sutton and Philip Lindsay, like, this is probably as talented of a skill position as Joe's had in a couple years. So there's positives there. When you look at when Joe Flacco played his best, he looked most comfortable and competent as a quarterback, it was under Gary Kubiak in Baltimore. Now, Scangarello, who's over in Denver now under Vic Fangio as the offensive coordinator, as everyone knows, comes from San Francisco, who he learned his offensive stuff from under Kyle Shanahan, who learned it under Mike Shanahan and Gary Kubiak. So, you know, tying those pieces together, you'd think, okay, Joe's going to be relatively comfortable in Denver. I just don't know. That being said, that's like the positive spin or the encouraged aspect of it. Does this move really get you any closer to Kansas City or to LA in your division? Does it get you closer? And I think you make the argument that it doesn't. It's at best, when you look at it, are we a better team to go beat those two teams? Probably not.
You know, one of the things that I looked at is going back to 2014, if you watch the first couple of games of the year, all the boot keep stuff, Flacco was awful. We're throwing the ball on the run. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's dirting balls. He's over the heads. And they basically scrap piled a lot of the boot game, you know, where you have that kind of linear progression on the outside. It's pretty easy. You got a fullback in the flat. You got a crosser and you've got somebody running a deep either corner route or a comeback or whatever it is. But it's, you know, it's right there in front of your eyes as a quarterback. But he was awful throwing it on the run. So they basically scrap piled all that. Dan, and they went to the, you know, all the play pass stuff. And the play pass stuff, as you know, you're taking seven-step drops, you're sitting at 11 yards deep, and you got to be able to protect in that stuff. And that's my big concern with this Broncos group is, you know, they're a team that's going to give up more sacks than just about anybody in the league and, you know, and lead the league in holding calls. And I just am nervous if you don't significantly upgrade the offensive line, I think Flacco's in trouble.
Yeah, because he can't move as well as he did 7 years ago. Mark, your point of, like, here's the reality, and I'll keep this completely real. Joe is going into, I think, his 12th or 13th year. Joe has made a ton of money. And whether he makes $7 million this year or $10 million this year or $13 million this year, his life is not going to change at all. As crazy as that sounds to people listening. But when you think about, okay, the style of offense and the quarterback not being physically able to move around a ton anymore, it's also the fact that I don't know how much Joe is really caring right now, like truly invested in giving everything he's got, because played for a long time, made a ton of money, and this last year he goes from, Joe, you're our franchise quarterback, to getting drafted by a guy who many people, me included, don't believe can start in the NFL long term, like really struggles to throw the football. So Flacco's like, wait, you're giving this guy my job? And I said this yesterday, if the Broncos' thought process is, all right, we want a veteran quarterback, yes, we still believe we're in win now mode, but we're still going to draft a young kid. That's fine. You can make the case unequivocally that the better veteran for the rookie far and away is Case Keenum, strictly because Case is going to be the guy that's going to spend that extra time with the young kid. He's going to spend time in the film room, time after practice, investing in that veteran mentorship, where Joe Flacco is not going to do that. Joe Flacco is not going to care about it. He's going to go back to last year and go, I did that last year, guys. I didn't want to do it last year. I don't want to do it this year. That, to me, is where I get stuck with going, okay, what's the short-term vision? But what's also the long-term vision for the organization at quarterback? Because Joe Flacco is not the veteran that you want with a rookie right now because of where he stands in his career.
Dan Orlovsky, our guest. But let me follow up on that, Dan. At some point, no matter how comfortable you are, your lifestyle, all of that, there's still got to be that flicker of a competitor inside you, and you've gone from being established, secure, and uplifted in Baltimore to basically being told, we don't want you anymore, and now you're headed off to a brand new place where theoretically you got to prove yourself all over again. I would think there would have to be some sort of chip on his shoulder that if you're the Broncos, you're hoping you can capitalize on.
That is the natural thought, the natural conventional wisdom would lead to that. And Mark can speak to this as well. You know, the NFL, for the great, the incredible aspects that it gives you and whatnot, there's also moments where the NFL, like a candle, shuts that out. It shuts out because there's so much, at times, politics involved, like anything else, and you got to deal with this aspect. And again, last year, a rookie and Joe, you go through so much in your career and the emotional, the mental aspect of it. The NFL can squash that. It can squash that on a guy and take away that competitive fire, that drive every single day, especially, again, when you've accomplished what he's accomplished and made what he's made. I'm not saying that I know this and that is the case, but just when you watch his body language, you look at it and go, I get the feeling like he doesn't even want to be there. And so naturally you go, wait, this is an opportunity as a player that might feel disrespected, sure. But at the same time, over the years, the NFL can, like I said, like a flame of a candle, kind of put that top on and in many ways just die it out.
Yeah, great stuff, Dan. Especially, I tell you the other thing, when you don't want to get hit anymore. There comes a time in your career where you just don't want to take the beating anymore. And that's my concern, especially with the offensive line that we possess right here in Denver. Dan, you're the best, man. We really appreciate you, brother.
I appreciate you guys. Have a great day.
Dan Orlovsky from ESPN. Some great insight there.